This is Dennis Solo McKeithen, DB2253 at SCI Phoenix. And this is called The Reality of Coronavirus in Prison. I have spoken about the reality and the fear of COVID-19 in state prisons and here at SCI Phoenix. But it wasn't until this past week that I really felt personal tragedy and pains of COVID-19. When I lost two friends here at SCI Phoenix, whom I had known over 30 years, Anthony Murray, whom we call Tone, and Johnny Maddox, whom we call Baldy. Ironically, the morning that the prison was out of lockdown, the last morning in March, I had breakfast with these two brothers, and we spoke about Baldy going home next year and how he would send some photos up from the Ace and Diamond reunion in Philadelphia and the Valley reunion. We used to see each other every morning at medication line. Tone was a loner type, which is why I was surprised when I saw his name on the death list. I could not understand how he contracted the virus. We were not on the same block, so I don't know if he had a cellmate. Today, COVID-19 is more real to me than ever because of these personal losses. Last week, they started to let us come out our cell to pick up our meals and take back to our cells. All of this happened on the pines. This lasted 2 days, and it stopped because new cases of the virus were discovered. You see, a prisoner on the tier below us went out to get chemo, and every time he returned to the prison, he has to be tested, and this time he came up positive for COVID-19. He was taken to the isolation cells over medical, and all the other 15 prisoners on his tier were tested, and 4 were found to be positive as well for the virus. As a result, we can no longer come out our cell to pick up our meals or on the pine. This is not prevention, it is just a reaction. We don't leave the pie to get our meal. They hit your cell and you go to the bottom of the steps and they hand it to you. So stopping us from picking up the meal is not really anything positive or negative. Prevention would be testing everyone on the pie because it is no doubt that there are prisoners who are positive but don't know it. Just taking temperatures twice a day is not adequate. All of the prisoners that came up positive last week had no symptoms and had good temperature results. 2 weeks ago, they started sending kitchen workers and a few other workers to work. Several of them came up positive for the virus, and now that has been stopped also. How did they come up positive? Was it from contact with staff, kitchen stores? Or was one of the inmate workers positive and didn't know it? They were not tested before going back to work. Only through testing all the prisoners can you really know how bad it is. And that's one of the reasons the state is not testing everyone except those who have obvious symptoms. In Montgomery County Prison, they were listed as having 13 positive cases when they were taking temperatures. Then it was ordered that all Montgomery County prisoners be tested, and they found that 1/3 of the 900 prisoners were positive. Only through intelligent and meaningful efforts can prisons begin to open up slowly and safely. Otherwise, the second wave will be far worse. The blocks should be cleaned every day, but they aren't. Showers are filthy. Block cameras will show that the pies are seldom mopped, and the showers are cleaned once a day at 8:30 p.m. The rest of the day, they have hair, trash, urine, and et cetera in them. We don't know all the ways this virus can be passed. What we do know is that all the air vents are connected. If it can be passed that way, then we really are in need of testing. Anyone interested in the health and lives of family, friends, or associates incarcerated should contact Governor Tom Wolf and ask why state prisoners cannot be tested like county prisoners. Thanks for your time and your attention. Peace.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.